Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 17th day in May of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your Tuesday. And we're going to start with the Google Play Store. It is a great place to get all of the apps that you need for your Android device. However, you may have also gotten spyware or malware from the Google Play Store. Research firm Trend Micro found that over 200 apps on the Google Play Store pretending to be really good tools like VPNs, cameras, fitness apps, etc., were serving up what is called Face Stealer. Now, Face Stealer was detected a little under a year ago, and the development team behind the Face Stealer spyware is continually updating its code. Now, Google Play does screen its apps, but it's not perfect, and these actors behind the Face Stealer spyware have found a way to get around some of those security measures, and they have over 100,000 downloads from their various apps. And again, it's a number of apps. It's not one app that we can point to say don't download. What you need to know is that Google Play is usually pretty safe. It has stringent security measures, but criminals evade them to get around to deliver you malware. So when you download an app, not just from the Google Play Store, but from anywhere, you need to be careful and you need to review it before you install it on your device. We're going to move off of Google and Android devices and talk about everyone's favorite content management system. Yes, WordPress. WordPress is a great tool. It allows people to build, develop, curate, and deliver wonderful web content. And it has a number of plugins that enable the developers behind it or the operators to easily build and maintain those functions. One of them is called Tatsu. And Tatsu is really popular with over 100,000 installs on various websites because it allows the operators to powerfully edit in templates directly in the web browser. The problem is that there are over 50,000 websites vulnerable to a flaw that was patched in April. So again, if you use Tatsu, any Tatsu build prior to version 3.3.12, update now. Criminals are taking advantage of this flaw in the Tatsu plugin builder. And that is tracked as CVE-2021-25094. Criminals are gaining access to and taking over websites by exploiting Tatsu, so patch now. Exposed or vulnerable WordPress sites are one way that criminals gain access to networks to do things like deploy ransomware. And the United States Justice Department is continuing to try to crack down on ransomware operators and creators. Just yesterday, the U.S. Justice Department accused or indicted a Venezuela doctor, 55-year-old cardiologist, of being the mastermind or the operator or the creator behind what is known as the Thanos ransomware. Now, the charges specifically indicate that the cardiologist turned ransomware operator developed, used, and sold the malicious tool and gained a part of the profits operating what is known as an affiliate model. And so Moises Luis Zagala Gonzalez, which is the accused individual, also goes online by Nebuchadnezzar, Asclepius, and Nosophoros. And if convicted or found guilty in a court of law, the penalty would be two different five-year stints for these crimes. So essentially, potentially 10 years in prison. So if you are anywhere in the world, really, and no matter your line of work, if you're interested in ransomware, just know that if you commit crimes, they can come back and get you with up to 10 years in prison. We're going to just finish on ransomware because there's a big deal ransomware event that happened last month. Last month, between a number of security investigations, Parker Hannifin Corporation, which is one of the largest corporations in the field of manufacturing in the United States announced that last month they had data stolen. They continued to say that unauthorized third parties gained access to their IT systems in the middle of March, the 11th and the 14th, respectively, and that a following investigation revealed that subsequently, after those actors gained access to that network, data was stolen. And that data includes the name of a service, provider names, claims information, medical and clinical treatment information for employees, for business partners, and a whole slew of other data. And the operators behind this attack is the infamous Conti ransomware actors. And Conti ransomware actors are notable because amidst geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine, these actors declared that they would defend Russia. They are pro-Russian. It's unclear if they're affiliated or have members affiliated with the Russian government, but they are pro-Russian. And here we see that during the ongoing conflict in Russia and Ukraine, where the United States has a leading role in helping to support Ukraine, that Russian-aligned entities continue their cyber attacks. In this case, it was a manufacturing company in the United States, and that impacts thousands and thousands of individuals. So the people here in the United States are feeling the effects of ransomware operators. Ransomware continues. In this isolated case, the actors have a motive to go after U.S. companies and persons to help express displeasure with the geopolitical situation. And while some people will say they're just targeting whoever they can, that could possibly be true, but it's always important to understand that this wasn't a country, this wasn't, for example, South Africa, this wasn't, for example, Thailand. There are big companies there, and yet this entity did not target those countries that we know of. And so while it's easy to dismiss it as coincidence, building a pattern over time can help understand where you are in the world and which threats that you are likely to face. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic and outstanding Tuesday. Stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a retired footballer, Jerome Bettis, who had a very lucrative and exciting career in the United States football club Pittsburgh Steelers in the 1990s, is now retired, but is getting a sincere tip of the cap for keeping an almost 30-year-old promise to his mom to finish his college or university degree. And on Sunday, Jerome made good on that promise, graduating from Notre Dame with a degree in business. So to you, Jerome, for showing that it's never too late to finish school, to keep promises, and that even after you've been successful, you can continue to raise that bar. That's a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on learning.